Did President Nixon show Jackie Gleason the bodies of dead aliens? I'm Joshua P. Warren, and I'm sitting here in my studio at 4 o'clock in the morning after a long day, and I thought, you know what? I may as well tell you a story. I've been thinking about this because this is pretty much the exact same scenario as me telling you recently about this concept that Ted Kaczynski might be the Zodiac Killer. And what I mean by that is, it's like, you know, I'll take a shower and I'll listen to something while I'm in the shower and it gets me thinking. And then I get out and I tell my wife, Lauren, about it. And I like give her the synopsis, you know. And then later, usually like it's late at night and she's gone to bed. And I think, you know what? Maybe I'll sit down here and tell you about this. So this might become a habit for me. But I don't know, maybe it's like Cliff Notes. So I took a shower and I was listening to Coast AM with George Norrie. And, you know, I am a Coast insider. So when you subscribe to that service, it's very inexpensive and you can listen to shows whenever you want to. So there was a show that aired on February the 20th of 2023. And I'm recording this right now, March of 2023. So this is recent. February 20th of 2023, George Norrie interviewed an author named Paul Blake Smith. And I think he said he has a book about this topic coming out this spring. And he has been fascinated for many years by this story that floats around out there that Richard Nixon showed the actor and entertainer Jackie Gleason some dead aliens one time. But he said that the details were always real sketchy, so he decided to dig into it and really get the facts. And so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to try to retell what I heard while I was in the shower, like catching bits and pieces of this author being interviewed by George Norrie. And so I will give my disclaimer here. I have not done any real show prep. So like this is literally the level of accuracy you would receive if I had taken my shower and then we met up at a bar and started drinking and I go, let me tell you about this story I heard tonight while I was in the shower. That's the level of accuracy that you can expect. But at least this will whet your appetite if you want to go and do your own research and listen for yourself to this interview that George Norrie did on February 20th of 2023, or maybe buy this guy's book when it comes out this spring. All right. So that said, this is a bit of a side note, but after all my years investigating weird stuff, I have heard this that Nixon was pals with Jackie Gleason. And if you don't know who Jackie Gleason is, I'm going to tell you in a minute. And that he had gotten to see aliens. And it reminds me of another kind of celebrity oriented story that I've always kind of heard through the grapevine, that one time the great journalist anchorman Walter Cronkite was invited to some kind of a government testing scenario. I can't remember if they were like going to test a rocket or something, and supposedly a big flying saucer showed up and surprised the heck out of everybody, and that he supposedly saw that. I don't know the details on that story, but it just these two have always kind of like occupied the same file in my mind when it comes to these like classic 20th century celebrities who supposedly had these types of, I don't know if you call them close encounters, I guess you could, that they were never able to really talk about. Okay, so I think everybody knows who Richard Nixon was. He was at one time one of the most popular presidents that we've ever had, and then he had to resign in disgrace in the early 1970s, I think it was 1974, because of the Watergate scandal, And, you know, I won't get into all that. You can look that up for yourself. But Nixon was definitely one of the most famous presidents we've had, because I've always thought that what happened during Watergate set the stage for all the troubles that we have with politics in the U.S. today. That kind of just like blew all of the boundaries down, allowing the media to come in and start scrutinizing things and start turning the office of the presidency into a tabloid. Presidents have always done, you know, crazy, shady, weird, sleazy shit. But I mean, like, you know, JFK, he had plenty of little parties at the White House, but reporters didn't write about it. Now they're looking for that stuff. And I think it began with Watergate. So anyway, a lot of younger people, it surprises me how many young people listen to this podcast. And so I have to sort of not take for granted that everybody knows who Jackie Gleason was. And so, you know, I'll do my best to help educate. I don't know how much they teach young people these days in school about things that actually matter. But okay, so let me just make this easy on all of us. Here's the Wikipedia article. Actually, before I read it, let me just say, if you've ever seen old black and white clips of this sitcom called The Honeymooners, he was this big, boisterous, dark-haired, overweight guy who had a wife named Alice, and they were always having problems. And he would say, "One of these days, to the moon, Alice, to the moon," almost like he was going to punch her or something. And which that was funny, I guess, back in the day, but that would not fly anymore. He also inspired the cartoon character of Fred Flintstone. And in fact, he was tempted to sue. Was it Hanna-Barbera, I guess, who did the Flintstones? But he didn't do it because he didn't want to look like a bad guy. But anyway, so Jackie Gleason was a huge, huge star in his day. He was born in 1916, and he died in 1987 at age 71. It says here he was an American actor, comedian, writer, and composer known affectionately as The Great One. Developing a style and characters growing up in Brooklyn, New York, he was known for his brash visual and verbal comedy, exemplified by his city bus driver character Ralph Cramden in the television series The Honeymooners. He also developed the Jackie Gleason Show, which maintained high ratings from the mid-1950s through 1970. After originating in New York City, videotaping moved to Miami Beach, Florida, and in 1964, let's see, Gleason took up permanent residence there. Among his notable film roles were Minnesota Fats in 1961's The Hustler with Paul Newman, and Buford T. Justice in the Smokey and the Bandit series with Burt Reynolds. It says here, Gleason enjoyed a prominent secondary music career during the 1950s and 60s, producing a series of best-selling mood albums. So the guy, he kind of did a little bit of everything. And so you might say, well, okay, well, why in the world? I mean, sounds like, you know, an accomplished entertainer, but why would President Nixon have shown this guy dead alien bodies? At first, it doesn't make sense, but trust me, it's going to. Once I give you this information, according to Paul Blake Smith and some other stuff that I've found. All right, so Jackie Gleason was always absolutely fascinated by UFOs and aliens and that whole thing, even in the days when it was not fashionable. I mean, you know, people have always been into this stuff, but it wasn't always fashionable to be like an A-list star and come out and be like, oh, I think there's something to it. It's probably still not, really. But he was just absolutely infatuated his whole life, and nobody is sure why that is. It is known that, at one point when he was in New York, there was Long John Nebel, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly. He was a radio host who had like the big overnight paranormal and mystery talk show. He was the Art Bell, the George Norrie of his time there in New York City, Long John Nebel. And, you know, I've never really talked about him because honestly, I should know more about him than I do. But since I'm talking to you about this, okay, yeah, Long John Nebel. He was born in 1911, died in 1978, influential New York City talk radio show host. All right, so Jackie Gleason listened to Long John Nebel a lot, and one time, apparently, he was being interviewed by Long John Nebel and said that Jackie Gleason said to the host, that he, Jackie Gleason, had told Edward R. Murrow that he thought the UFO mystery was the most important mystery out there to be solved. And, you know, Edward R. Murrow was an icon of journalism in his time. And, in fact, Gleason was so infatuated with this that he was a very, very wealthy man. And he built a house that was shaped like a UFO. It was modeled after a flying saucer design. And apparently he even had a Tesla coil there because he had read that Nikola Tesla may have used Tesla coils to somehow communicate with ET. And so, I mean, he was just like, one of the a celebrity. Okay, imagine a celebrity like Tom Hanks nowadays, that level of a celebrity, but being, you know, that into UFOs that he would build a house shaped like a UFO and everything. Now, another thing is that Jackie Gleason, you know, he used to powwow around all the time with various politicians. And from what I recall from this interview, so Jackie Gleason, he had a house in Florida, and also Richard Nixon had a house in Florida, and they at some point became golf buddies, and they would go out golfing together like all the time, and they golfed for many, many years. And, you know, Richard Nixon had been in politics for so long. I mean, he was the vice president before he was even the president. I think that Richard Nixon was Eisenhower's vice president. I want to make sure. Okay, I have a computer in front of me, so I can look that up, right? So I can at least not totally sit here and talk shit to you. Yeah, okay. So Richard Nixon, as I thought, was Eisenhower's vice president. And, you know, there's this story that's been out there forever that Eisenhower once met with actual living, talking aliens in an airplane hangar. And, you know, had like the ultimate summit where he sat down with these aliens and they came to an agreement that the U.S. would limit certain types of nuclear testing and releasing certain contaminants. And in exchange for that, the U.S. would receive technology boosts that would maybe take on the form of lasers and fiber optics and microchips and all that. But one thing that the aliens wanted was to be able to do their biological research, which is why that they would sometimes abduct humans and livestock, etc. And, you know, that has never been, obviously never been proven one way or the other, but I did meet on a number of occasions Laura Eisenhower, who is, I think, the great-granddaughter of Dwight D. Eisenhower, and she says that, you know, that's always been the story in within the family, that that was true, but that she's not supposed to talk about it. But anyway, the point is, there is this idea that's been out there for a long time that Eisenhower was meeting with living, breathing aliens. And so considering that Richard Nixon was his vice president, you would think, like, he should know something about this. So all these times when Jackie Gleason, the possibly the biggest star in the country, was palling around with Nixon, before Nixon became president, okay, and hounding him, saying, like, come on, man, tell me. It was probably like a running conversation, you know, between them. I would just imagine that Nixon would probably tease him about it all the time, whether or not Nixon knew anything. And that kind of helped set the stage for how this may have actually turned out. Because once Richard Nixon actually became the president, like I say, he won his second term in a landslide. But then, he was cursed immediately, by people saying, well, he was involved with this, illegal wiretapping and breaking and entering scheme, et cetera, called Watergate. And as that whole Watergate thing, like, snowballed more and more and more, eventually, you know, Nixon, he was getting so desperate that, you know, he was making tapes in the White House and recording conversations of, he was recording his own criminal conversations where he was, like, you know, saying and doing things that, that were illegal, and documenting that for all of history. And in one of these Watergate tapes, Nixon talks about, he's talking with one of his advisors, and they're having a big discussion about how to get hush money to cover this up. And I have actually heard this audio, so you should be able to look that up easily. And, like, one of his guys there says, you know, we might need $1 million. And Nixon goes, I won't be easy, but I think I know where we can get $1 million. I mean, the president is literally saying this kind of shit, you know, on audio that we can all listen to today. So he's trying to figure out how to get $1 million. Now, this would have been, again, early 1970s. $1 million has always been a lot of money. But, you know, that was a heck of a lot of money back then. Well, guess what? Jackie Gleason, over the past few years, had been so into UFOs that, according to this author, he had been putting out a bounty, I guess maybe a reward is a more appropriate word, saying, if anybody can bring me absolute proof of aliens and UFOs, I will pay X amount of dollars. And I think he said that it started with like 50,000 and nobody responded to that. And then finally it got up to 500,000 and that didn't bring anything. So eventually Jackie Gleason started offering $1 million for proof of this, of alien life. And you might say, well, good Lord, how could that guy afford that? Well, apparently during that period of time, Jackie Gleason was making $14 million a year. Okay. So, I mean, yeah, that's like stupid money, you know, for to think of how much that would have been worth at that time in history. It's insane. And so for him to give up $1 million, that would have been a lot of money to a president who's trying to come up with money off the record. in the desperate time that Nixon was in. But that would not have been a lot of money to Jackie Gleason. Furthermore, Jackie Gleason and Richard Nixon had the same lawyer. So that would make a transfer of money even easier. And it's kind of funny when you listen to the Watergate tapes, like how quickly that Nixon responds, like, I think we can get $1 million. He just, it's almost like he's already been thinking about this. So the story goes that in this time, in this crucial moment, when Nixon needed like unofficial, off the books, hard cold cash that could be arranged, you know, through a lawyer without any funny business, it would have been totally logical for him to contact Jackie Gleason and say, okay, you ask for it. Here you go, old golfing buddy. And apparently, Nixon went to, okay, Nixon, and again, they both had homes in Florida, I think. So I think that what this guy said was that Jackie Gleason was like hosting a celebrity golf tournament or something like that in Florida. And one night he disappeared. Like nobody knew where he went. And at that time, Nixon came down and Nixon took him off to some base around Florida or in Florida. So now we take a big leap forward because Jackie Gleason's wife at the time was the person who ended up spilling the beans. And she went to, at some point, because they were breaking up, they were splitting up. And so at some point, she sat down with some publication and she said that that night, Jackie Gleason had come back home. And he was just shaken and rattled and just looked like out of sorts. And that he told her that Richard Nixon, that he had been sworn to secrecy, but, you know, screw it. And that Richard Nixon had taken him to this base and had shown him the body of, I forget if it was three or four dead aliens, and that they had been embalmed in some fashion, that they weren't, I mean, very big. They were less than 3 feet tall. And I don't think he gave a lot of description, but, you know, it's like I think they more or less look like the grays, but also I think that this author said that they may have had like pointy ears or something like that, which is really weird. But I believe this author said that, you know, we've had reports of aliens with pointy ears, like, what was that, like Hopkinsville, Kentucky. What was that incident? Oh yeah, the Kelly Hopkinsville encounter of 1955 dealt with little aliens that had pointy ears and kind of looked more like a gremlin or something like that. Look up that Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y hyphen Hopkinsville, H-O-P-K-I-N-S-V-I-L-L-E. Kelly Hopkinsville encounter. That is a super weird story from 1955. So I think this author said that, you know, Paul Blake Smith said maybe that they look more like that. And, you know, there's always the possibility that Nixon was so desperate that he just got some people from the CIA makeup department and made some fakes. You know, I mean, like that is certainly within the realm of possibility. But you know, Jackie Gleason, he'd been around showbiz his whole life, and he 100% believed that what he saw was aliens, according to his wife. And, you know, it just shook him up and freaked him out. And even though he had been sworn to secrecy, you know, you can imagine how that it would be very hard to come back home to your wife after that, looking like you've just had the most screwy day of your life and not be able to talk about it. And you want to tell somebody, I guess. So that's the explanation. And then once she spilled the beans on this, as their divorce was kicking in, well, then, of course, boom, this big wave of media descended on Jackie Gleason. And he absolutely would not talk about it. He never denied it. He never denied it. But he would not talk about it. And what's funny is that after that, his ex-wife, now ex-wife, she would never, ever breathe a word of it either. Which makes you think that maybe she was visited by the men in black, right? And when this guy told this story, of course, you know, George is asking some good questions, and George says, is it possible that she's still alive today? And the author said, I think she's still alive. She would be in her 80s now. But he said, I cannot even confirm where she is or how to contact her. It's like she just sort of vanished. So, boy, wouldn't that be something if she's out there and all these years later, especially now that we have all this kind of UFO, UAP stuff in the media, that she would come out and talk about that for some reason. And when you look at all of that in context, to me, it does make sense that if Richard Nixon had access to dead alien bodies, that under those extreme circumstances, that he would have shown them to Jackie Gleason to pick up an easy $1 million or more. It ultimately didn't do enough to save Nixon's presidency. But you know what's funny is, as after I listened to this, I was looking up a little bit about Nixon, and you know, again, right now I'm recording this in early February of 2023, and I looked up Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger. He was involved in, you know, a lot of political stuff in our country, and he was the United States Secretary of State and National Security Advisor under Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Do you know that Henry Kissinger is currently, he's still alive. He's 90... I think he's 99 years old. Let's see. He was born in 1923. Okay, so 2023 minus 1923. Yeah, so he's going to be 100 years old this year. And so he's 99 years old. Think about being born in 1923, and he lived through the Roaring Twenties, and then, you know, the Great Depression, and then World War II, and then, you know, got into politics and went through all that, you know, Vietnam and Watergate. I mean, it's just amazing to think that that guy is still alive. And I think they said that when he was 58, he had like coronary bypass surgery. And, you know, but it must have done the trick. I even read some article where, you know, not too long ago, when he was, you know, still old man in his 90s, some writer or reporter met with him to have dinner. Cause I think, Kissinger lives in some like midtown Manhattan apartment. And I was just curious, like, well, what is this guy eating? And, he said that Kissinger had, a duck liver pate as sort of a starter. And then for the entree, he had, just, you know, some kind of fish on steamed vegetables, but he didn't even eat that much of it. And then after that, he had some tea. So you might find that interesting if you're trying to be healthy as you get older. But it's amazing how long that guy has hung in there. So maybe he knows something about this. He's a guy who has kept a lot of secrets a long, long time. And he'd better start, if he's ever going to cough anything up, he'd better start pretty darn soon. But, you know, he might know something. And then again, we've got the possible ex-wife of Jackie Gleason out there who may come forth and say something as well. So, you know, Watergate was one of the biggest turning points in American history. Some could argue world history. And you could also argue that American history is world history, but regardless of all that, what a brand new chapter is added to that huge dramatic point in history. If Richard Nixon had sought at least part of his hush money from Jackie Gleason by showing dead aliens. So, I'm looking forward to seeing this guy's book. It's called, this guy's name again is Paul Blake Smith. If you want to go back and listen to this, it was Coast to Coast AM on February the 20th of 2023. And, when it comes to Paul Blake Smith, it doesn't look like he has a website that is just devoted to him. So I would just recommend that you, type that into Amazon and we'll see what he comes up with. So, that's what I gleaned from my shower. And hopefully you found that interesting as well. If you like these kinds of stories, well, be sure to subscribe whatever platform you're using, to this feed, Joshua P. Warren Daily. This is not my, my main podcast. Currently, my main podcast is Strange Things, and that website is strangethingsshow.com. So I just kind of do this as my little playground on the side sometimes when some weird random thing comes up, and it's uncensored and there are no commercials. So, you know, I toss out, it's like bonus stuff that I can toss out here. But, anyway, my website is joshuapwarren.com. If you like this, tell all your friends about it and be sure to visit joshuapwarren.com and click the link to the Curiosity Shop. Hey, buy something there. Support me. Keep it going. All right, my friends. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your interest and support. Thank you for staying curious. And I will talk to you again soon.